Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us today. Gospel Gold is a one-hour internet radio program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that it all started in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the combination of rhythm and religion is the most unique. When our first ancestors landed on these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythms and their African chants. It was work songs and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. And from the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, jazz, rock and roll, and even some of the music that we hear today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, a people who have overcome adversity after adversity, a people who are still trying to reach and be the people that God would have them to be. We know that we cannot tell the gospel music story in 1 hour or even in a melody of songs, but each Monday at 12 noon, we come to bring you the very best in the achievements of our people in the gospel recording industry. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on Facebook. There, you will find some of the music that we play on Gospel Gold. You'll also find articles on various gospel artists. You'll find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means that you can go back to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, at any time, find the program that you would like to hear, click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also leave your comments in the comments section, or if you'd like to contact us through email, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. Stay in touch with us so we can stay in touch with you. It is our custom that each Monday before we start our program, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight, that will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. There is also a call-in number if you would like to call in and speak to me directly in the studio. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to come back and introduce our program for today, but first, let's listen to this.
And be right there. I'm determined, oh yeah, to go on through. try to knock me down. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
To go on through.
Our first feature for today is George Dickens and the Gospel Disciples. George Dickens Jr. is a Stellar Award-winning songwriter, and he's also the writer behind Keith Wonderboy Johnson's hit, I Made It, recorded in 2006 on the Just Being Me album. The Oak City, North Carolina native is also a frontman and songwriter in his father's group, George Dickens and the Gospel Disciples. He was born March the 7th, 1978, in Edgecombe County, North Carolina, to George Lee Dickens Sr. and Roberta White Dickens. His recent effort is a solo project called The Signature of G, which features Turning Things Around, an uplifto, mild tempo tune from start to finish. In this song, Dickens testifies of God's provision and protection before he cruises into a vamp that deposits into the spirit of all who believe that God is turning things around. With Dickens' lead, and tight vocals, and a laid-back yet forward-moving music arrangement laced with sweet guitar rhythms, he is our first feature for this week. George Dickens is also known throughout and beyond North Carolina as a singer, songwriter, and producer. In addition to a string of popular recordings with his family group, George Dickens and the Gospel Disciples, including All I Need, Nobody But You, and Turning Things Around. He also penned that great song by Keith Wonderboy Johnson that won a Stellar Award in 2007. Sadly, George Dickens Jr. passed away February 28, 2015. He is our first feature today on Gospel Gold. I hope you will enjoy.
trials and tribulations. I come to let you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Keep your head up, and whatever you do, always remember, everything will be alright in the morning. Listen.
I've seen the road you're on, and I know it caused so much pain, striving to see sunshine. Can't escape the rain, raindrops of broken hearts and people doing you wrong. Wait a minute, don't you give up, there's an answer for you. I couldn't get no rest, but listen, but in Jesus I found comfort and love. I also found me a resting place. Whoever you are out there, depend on Jesus right now. He's gonna bring you through for the next.
When will it be alright?
In the morning.
I don't care what you're going through. The problem on your job,
right.
The problem in your home, I can tell you right now it's gonna be alright. Just keep leaning and depending on Jesus. One thing I found out in my life,
right.
No matter what goes on, Jesus is always there. He's
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Our next feature is the Gospel Legends. The Gospel Legends was founded in 1991 in a storefront church in Columbia, South Carolina called Faith, Hope, and Charity. Founding members were Alan Pringle, Scott Pringle, Mark Alston, Chris Jacobs, and Harold Likes. The Legends started out singing at men's course anniversaries, banquets, and birthday parties. Now they have been blessed to perform with many such artists as Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, the Canton Spirituals, the Williams Brothers, Mary Mary, John P. Key, and many other gospel artists. A few of the legendary singers have also taken the group under their wing to help them groom their craft, such as the late Willie Neil Johnson, Tommy Ellison, and Lee Williams. The Gospel Legends have recorded 5 albums, and they are Live, 2000, Live at the Capitol, 2001, Upholding the Legacy, 2002, Brothers, 2005, and their latest recording, 2008. This group has had the opportunity to travel all over the United States and many countries overseas. And so I thought it would be good if I bring them to the forefront. Our second feature for today, the Gospel Legends, right here on Gospel Gold.
Put them hands together like this. Y'all said, come on, Brent. Come on, Brent.
Hi.
Can I sing my song?
Well, my time is about up, and I thank you for yours. I hope you have enjoyed our program today, George Dickens and the Gospel Disciples and the Gospel Legends, two great gospel groups needed to be recognized in the African-American community. They've done wonderful things in the gospel field. All gospel owes a lot to the contribution of these two gospel groups. Don't forget to stop by the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page. Leave us a comment. Let us know how you enjoy the program. So until we see you next week, Monday, 12 noon, God bless you. Keep on giving God the praise.
I wanna be
Don't be ashamed. let somebody know I'm working to see Jesus. Now let me tell you about me. Let me tell you what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to have my business fixed up. I'm trying to have my business fixed up. I'm trying to walk. I'm trying to talk like Jesus did. Cause one of these days he's gonna crack the sky. I don't know when. If y'all work, if y'all show up work, come on and help. Come on and help. Lift them up. If y'all work, I want to be ready. Wave your hand. Some hands in here.